听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. For most of you, the idea of being your own boss is very appealing. Of course, one of the perks is having the ability to go to work late and leaving early, right? Or if you feel like it, you can simply not go to work at all. Surprisingly, those people lucky enough to be their own boss, particularly those who work at home, are finding they miss going to work. Yes, they love their freedom, but they also miss the social interaction they used to have in the office. So, can they have the best of both worlds? Let's find out as we turn to page 34 and read our lesson titled, Coworking.
Co-working, finding the best of both worlds. Brad Newberg really liked the freedom of being self-employed, but he missed the social interaction with others in an office. In the past, people like Newberg often got out by working in coffee shops, but Newberg wanted more. He wanted the established community of a company without having to work for one. To solve his problem, Newberg started San Francisco's first co-working space, Spiral Muse, in 2005. The idea was to have a group of people share a workspace.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us for our business article today. The title of this article is Co-working. Now, I know that many of you wake up every morning and you go to jobs and you sit at a desk all day or you do your work all day at your place of employment. Well, today's article is about a job, but it's a little bit different. It's a career that might look different from the one that you have, and we're going to call that co-working. And in this co-working, people are able to find the best of both worlds.
Right, and as you probably already know, a co-worker is a person that you might work with. You would work together with a co-worker, work at the same place. So co-working is kind of the verb or the idea of working together with other people. Now here, finding the best of both worlds is a way of talking about getting benefits from two different choices.
Right. Finding the best of both worlds means that all of your choices are good, and you might be able to take those choices and the benefits from both of those choices and kind of put them together and receive the best things from each choice. So, doing something that finds the best of both worlds is always a very good thing. And we're going to learn about a man named Brad Newberg who found the best of both worlds by starting co-working.
Right, and our article says that he really liked the freedom of being self-employed. Now, if you are employed to do a job, that means that someone is paying you to do a job. So if you have a job, then you're employed. But if you are self-employed, then that kind of means you are your own boss. You work for yourself. You don't work for some other boss or some other company.
And a lot of people who are self-employed work out of their homes, so they don't even have to leave their houses in the morning. They just stay at home and maybe work on a computer or something else in order to get their work done. So this is what Brad Newberg did, but he missed the social interaction with others in an office. And interaction is a word that refers to communication, maybe to talking with other people and to listening to other people. It's when you interact with people. And of course, if you're in an office setting, you're around people all day and you get to do that. But if you're self-employed, you might be at your house by yourself all day and you might get a little bit lonely and bored.
Right. I think I would miss that social interaction. I would miss those opportunities to talk and listen to other people. I would miss those conversations. Well, in the past, people like Newberg often got out by working in coffee shops. Now, Chelsea, sometimes if you or if I spend a little bit too much time at home or spend a little too much time at work, we might say, hey, you need to get out. Which means what, Chelsea?
That you need to leave for a while. Now, okay. A lot of times we'll use this little phrase. We might even say something like, he doesn't get out much. And that means that he doesn't get to leave very much. And so people who are self-employed, when they want to get out, really maybe some of the only options they have would be local businesses. So you might go to a coffee shop, for instance, and do your work there. But still, that doesn't allow you to have so much social interaction. So Newberg realized this and he wanted more.
All right, he wanted more. He wasn't satisfied with that work situation. And he wanted the established community of a company without having to work for one. Now, so that's a way of saying that he didn't want to work for a company, but he wanted some of the characteristics that come with an established company or an established community.
So to solve his problem, Newberg started San Francisco's first co-working space, and that was called Spiral Muse, in 2005. So he decides he doesn't want to just stay at home by himself all day, but he still wants to remain self-employed. So he decides to invite maybe some other people who are self-employed to join in a community, and they're going to call this Spiral Muse.
Right, and this is San Francisco's first co-working space. So it's a little bit difficult to call Spiral Muse a company. So really, we're just calling this a co-working space, an area, or some kind of community. Now, this idea was to have a group of people share a workspace. And that is a very simple idea.
It is a simple idea. All of these people who are self-employed could now come together and work in the same building and work in office conditions, but still keep to their own self-employment, their own work.
And I think we can really see here how he's getting the best of both worlds. He's getting the best of two choices. You get the established community and that social interaction, but you're also able to be self-employed and own your own business.
This truly is an example of getting the best of both worlds, and I believe that many people who are self-employed would find something like this very helpful. Well, we have plenty more to tell you about co-working and how it works, but first we need to take a break. Let's watch a skit before we do.
Excuse me. Didn't I see you working here before?
Yes, I come to this coffee shop a lot.
Me too. I'm self-employed. I love the freedom, but I miss the social interaction of the office, so I come here and do my work.
I'm self-employed too, and I feel the same way. It's good to get out. I don't like working home alone.
Hey! I have an idea.
What's that?
Let's get a group of people together and share a workspace.
You mean an office but run our own businesses?
Yeah. We would be like co-workers, but we could continue to work independently.
That just might work. Sharing an office would be suitable for a wide range of professions. Computer programmers, writers, and designers.
Accountants and lawyers and people with small businesses, too.
We can have the established community of a company.
Without having to work for one.
Now that is a great idea. But where can we find other people that want to share an office?
I will.
Oh.
Me too. I hate working at home.
Oh, wow.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. So, let's say you made it to the big time and you're living the dream. Finally, you work for yourself. Maybe you have an office at home or with your laptop under your arm, you head to the local coffee shop to do your work. But after a year or two of that, you're feeling like you miss the community of an office. So, the question is, can you have your independence but still be connected to other people? Absolutely. It's called co-working, and it's becoming more and more popular. Let's get back to our lesson. We'll pick up the reading now on line 11.
Co-working. But unlike employees of a company, the co-workers would continue to work independently. They would share an office, but run their own businesses and projects. The idea quickly took off. Today, there are co-working groups all over the world. Co-working has proved suitable for people from a wide range of professions. Groups often include large numbers of computer programmers, writers, and designers. But the trend has also attracted accountants, lawyers, and people who run small businesses.
Welcome back. We've been talking about how Brad Newberg was self-employed and he missed the social interaction that would come from working at a company. So he began Spiral Muse, which was San Francisco's first co-working workspace. It's simply an idea of people who are self-employed working together.
But unlike employees of a company, the co-workers would continue to work independently. Now let's take a look at that word employees. If you are an employee, that means that you are a worker. You are paid to go to a job every day by maybe a company, and you work for them. Now, employee should not be confused with employer. An employer would be the company that employs you, the company that hired you, the company that you work for. So, unlike employees of a company, these co-workers were able to continue to work independently. Now, Chip, if you do something independently, what are you doing?
Well, that means that you would do it by yourself. You're doing it without the help of someone else. You're not dependent on someone else's help. Now, these employees would, or these co-workers, would share an office, but run their own businesses and run their own projects. Now, if you run a business or a project, that simply means that you're leading it. You're responsible for that business or project. And this idea took off quickly.
And that should not be a surprise. I think that makes sense. This seems like an idea that many people, especially self-employed people, would find helpful. So it took off quickly. And today, there are co-working groups all over the world. So what once started as just one co-working site in San Francisco has developed into multiple sites all over the world.
And I can easily see how this idea took off all over the world, how it became popular very quickly all over the world. It's a great idea. Our article goes on to say that co-working has proved suitable for people from a wide range of professions. So it's suitable for people who work in a variety of different jobs and professions. Now, if it's suitable, that means that it fits. It means it's appropriate. Isn't that right, Chelsea?
That's right. We might say that teaching English is a suitable job for the two of us because we enjoy helping people. So it fits us. It is appropriate for us to be English teachers. Now, groups often include large numbers of computer programmers, writers, and designers. So these are the types of people who are often self-employed that are drawn to co-working situations. Now, that one phrase there is computer programmer. You, of course, know what a computer is. Now, a programmer would be someone who maybe writes software for a computer program. So a computer programmer is a person who works with computers, but specifically designs programs for those computers. And they often work out of their homes. But Chip, it sounds like here computer programmers and writers and designers now have an opportunity to work in a co-working situation.
Right. And I would think this would be very helpful, not just because they can experience some of the joys of having co-worker friends and experiencing that social interaction and those conversations, but I would think that this would also give people an opportunity to share ideas with each other. And I would think that creativity would grow from some of these workspaces.
Right, because as we mentioned earlier, a lot of people who are self-employed work out of their home. It's probably quiet all day. They don't have that social interaction. But once you're in a room full of other people, and some of whom might have the same job as you, there is a lot of creativity that can flow. You can ask people questions. You could ask them for their opinions, and you could get a lot of help from the other people around you who are also involved in co-working.
All right. Well, our next sentence our last sentence for today calls this a trend. Now, you probably already know that a trend is a practice that has become popular in a culture. So it says that this trend has also attracted accountants, lawyers, and people who run small businesses. Now, if it's attracting accountants, those would be people who work with numbers. So, I would think that if you're working with numbers all day, it would be very helpful to get some social interaction through co-working.
That's right. There's not much social interaction with numbers if that's what you're staring with all day. So it shouldn't be surprising that even people that we consider to be very professional, like accountants and lawyers, are also very interested in becoming a part of this co-working type of idea.
Now, Chelsea, you and I are employees of Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom is our employer. And I know that we have many things that we love about our job. We love to teach students and meet people. But one of my favorite things about our job is certainly the interaction that I have with other coworkers. And I think many of us love that about our jobs as well. Well, that's all we have for today. But before we go, let's visit the chat room.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Ken. How can I help you?
Remember that book I was looking for, In the Mouth of the Tiger? Have you found it?
No, I haven't. But I've asked a coworker to search for it. It may turn up in a few days.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Ashley, you said you asked your coworker. Is a coworker the same as a colleague?
Yes, it is. Colleague and coworker are basically the same thing. Both refer to someone whom you work with. However, their usage is not the same. Why don't we contact Linda and see what she has to say about this?
Okay, sure.
That's a good question. The difference between colleague and coworker is that colleagues share the same profession, whereas coworkers simply work with one another in the same office. Two high school teachers at the same school are co-workers and colleagues. The principal is also their co-worker, but is not their colleague since he or she holds a higher position. The principal's colleagues are other school principals. I hope that helps clear up this problem.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'd like to add that when you say colleague, it sounds very formal. Coworker, on the other hand, sounds a lot more casual.
So in everyday conversation, we tend to use coworker more than colleague?
Correct. If you're delivering a speech, on the other hand, you might say, my colleagues and I are delighted to be here.
Are there any other terms that have a similar distinction?
Sure. If I say I'm going to see my physician, you might feel a bit strange, right?
Right. Why don't you just say you're going to see your doctor?
Exactly. And if I'm suing someone, who do I need to find?
A lawyer.
Right. But if you're in a formal setting, you might want to use the term attorney.
I see. Well, I'm glad you're always a librarian, formal or casual.
And a helpful one at that.
同事英文应该用哪一个字 ?colleague 还是 coworker? 一般来讲你的同事应该是你的 coworker。colleague 是一个比较正式的字应该翻译成同僚。另外一个区别呢是在于职位。任何跟你在同一家公司上班的人都是你的 coworker, 但是你的 colleague 是跟你有同等职位的人。他也许不在你的公司上班但是他属于同业的人士。某一所大学的物理教授跟另一所大学的物理教授是 colleagues, 但不是 coworkers。好，我们下次图书馆见。
嗨，大家好，这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 self-employed 这个形容词。self 是指自己 ,employed 是 employ,E-M-P-L-O-Y, 雇用这个动词的过去分词。所以 self-employed 是指自营的或者是个体经营的。例如 Susan is a self-employed physical therapist. Susan 是一位个体经营的复健师。或者是 Sometimes you pay fewer taxes if you're self-employed. 如果你是自营商的身份有时候可以少付一些税金。继续我们看的是 interaction 这个名词。INTER 这个字首是指彼此之间。Action 是指行动。所以 interaction 就是指彼此之间的互动。例如These icebreaker activities are designed to increase the interaction between trainees. 这些破冰活动是设计来增加学员之间的互动的。或者是 the teacher's interaction with parents is getting better. 老师跟家长之间的互动越来越好了。最后我们看的是 employee 这个名词。我们知道动词 employ 是指雇用而 EE 这个字尾是指被如何如何的人所以 employee 是指被雇用的人也就是员工或雇员例如 The company has over 1,000 employees 这家公司有超过1000名的员工和它相对的另外一个名词是 employer 也就是字尾的 EE 改成 ER employer 是指老板或者是雇主例如 Quincy's former employer wanted him to go back to work for him Quincy 之前的老板要他再回去帮他工作。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Coworking. Finding the best of both worlds. Brad Newberg really liked the freedom of being self-employed. But he missed the social interaction with others in an office. In the past,People like Newberg often got out by working in coffee shops. But Newberg wanted more. He wanted the established community of a company without having to work for one. To solve his problem, Newberg started San Francisco's first co-working space, Spiral Muse, in 2005. The idea was to have a group of people share a workspace. But unlike employees of a company,The co-workers would continue to work independently. They would share an office but run their own businesses and projects. The idea quickly took off. Today, there are co-working groups all over the world. Co-working has proved suitable for people from a wide range of professions. Groups often include large numbers of computer programmers, writers, and designers.But the trend has also attracted accountants, lawyers, and people who run small businesses.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 36.
Dr. Tsai didn't know if he should be thankful or frustrated that he had a watch to tell him how painfully slow things were going. His captors now watched him more closely than before. A rifle of some sort was always pointed at him. His thoughts went to his lovely wife, always there, always supportive, ever the encourager. He thought back to his house in Philadelphia, always ending up in the same spot, his study. A place of learning and discovery, a place of intimacy and warmth, a place of comfort. His pleasant memory was soon interrupted.
Call her again, too long. She cannot be so long. We will hurt you if she is not here soon.
Okay, I'll call her. Please, I don't know why it's taking so long, but please, I'm sure she's coming.
The lead captor grabbed the phone with Jenny's SIM card once again and pressed redial. As soon as the embassy forwarded the call to Barun, the phone was passed to Jenny.
Dad! We are almost there. Are you okay?
Yes, but they are nervous that it's taking you so long.
Sorry, Dad. Let Barun talk to one of the leaders.
Barun then took the phone and lied, saying they had taken a wrong turn, but were now back on track.
They must come alone. If we see any police, we will have no choice and will kill you immediately. We will kill you. We will kill them. Then, we will kill ourselves. We do not fear for our lives like you.
Dr. Tsai just looked at his captor. What kind of pain could cause people to be so vicious? How could they have so much hate? He never got his answer. As soon as he had asked the question, his mind went blank. A bomb exploded just outside the door. If you're the kind of person who gets more work done when there's no one else around to distract you, then maybe a shared workspace is not for you. But if you're like Brad Newberg, you feel having other people around your workspace is a good thing. More than just having people to talk to or share a coffee break with, there are other real benefits to sharing a workspace, and we'll look more closely at those the next time we meet. Friends, I hope the rest of your Wednesday is great. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.